Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And praying this Sunday is off to a very blessed start in the beauty of God's goodness for all of you. And asking, of course, this day that He bless us in many ways to be stewards of that goodness by sharing it with one another. Also, we welcome those of you who are joining us via television, radio, internet, or social media. Thank you for joining us here at the Corpus Christi Cathedral, the Mother Church of our diocese. And we pray for you, and we pray for all your loved ones, wherever they may be and wherever you may be this day, realizing that the beauty of God's love is what He offers to all of us and embraces us in and calls us to be open to receiving that love and sharing it faithfully. May all of you be blessed in that love this day, in a special way to all of you in the hospital this day. We carry you in our prayers that the holy angels watch over you and God's healing hand come upon you. My dear family, on this day we celebrate the beauty of Priesthood Sunday. So we pray for all of our priests throughout the diocese and asking those of you who are tuning in that, of course, show your appreciation to your pastors, wherever they may be, and let us give thanks to God for those who share in His priesthood this day. Mindful of God's love, let us acknowledge our sins and seek pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, You are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, your Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, you say the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel, it is my way that is unfair, or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not only for his own interests, but also for those of others. Have in you the same attitude that is also Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave him the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
As we prepared for the reception of our new bishop over 11 years now, we were in here preparing the cathedral. And one of the things we had to prepare was his cathedral, where his chair is. And of course, we had to prepare the motto that would be his, and how it would entail having to drill into the back wall, and how beautiful it was that we were able to embed into that wall Sententia in Christo Vobis, which is what you just heard from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, have the same attitude of Christ. And if there's anyone or any group of people that have been reminded of this continuously for the last 10 or 11 years, it's you and myself. For as we gaze upon that wall, we see Sententia in Christo Vobis, have the attitude of Christ. Don't have your attitude, although many times we want to have our own attitude, because his attitude is very different than the attitude of man. For his way of thinking leads you straight to see this cross right here, where he pours all of his love out. And whether people like it or not, it's for all of us. Because he does not entertain selfishness. And he does not do anything out of vainglory. But he humbles himself. And as we look at the old passage from Ezekiel, whose way is unfair? God's or ours? A God who's willing to forgive all sins and allow someone to be free of them and never to recall those sins again in his or her life. The attitude of man says, I'm never going to forget the way that person was. That's why you're called to let go and throw away your attitude and put on his. His attitude calls you to empty yourself completely and entirely. Empty myself completely and entirely. He who has equality with God the Father and the Holy Spirit empties himself, coming in human likeness, this limited thing that we're utilizing in this world, and being obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Why? Because any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, any solace and love is the encouragement that you are able to see in Christ. And family, that's exactly the encouragement people are meant to see in you and in me. They are meant to be encouraged when they see you, because when you approach them or they approach you, there's going to be but one attitude. And attitude is really not necessarily the right word, because when you think of attitude, you think, oh, he has attitude, she has attitude, in the human way. On occasions, parents are telling children, you know, don't give me your attitude. And rightly so. But when we think of Christ, it's an invitation. It's a warmth where you won't be treated unfairly. You will not be judged. You will not be condemned. You will simply experience a love. Yes, a love that allows you to recognize him. But my dear family, it entails you and me being open to that love. Because his attitude never changes. Although humanity would like for Jesus' attitude to change, thank God he won't listen to us. But we are called to listen to him, so that we know him and we follow him. For we hear his voice
who is the good shepherd, and we hear something that's good. And the gospel gives us a simple example of how often we say with our lips, "Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll change." And as soon as Mass is over, boom, all of a sudden, someone's angry. Boom, all of a sudden, there's a dispute. "Really? I thought you just said..." Was that just lip service? Or will we be like the one who says in here, "That's a little tough. That's a little tough. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that." And then you leave and you realize, "I'm going to do it." The Lord has His way of humbling us. Yes, He does. He has His way of challenging us. Yes, He does. To change our hearts, to be more, and to conform our hearts to be more like His. Helping us to let go of this attitude that separates us and calls us to put Him on ourselves and think more like Him, be more like Him. You know, since I have been recovering, one thing that the Lord has challenged me with, and it's been good, it has been our brothers and sisters down the street in the corner of Lipan and Alameda, our homeless. Before I got sick, they would be here sometimes. I'd stop as I was driving up, and I'd like, "You can't stay here. Let's go." And then I began to realize when I had all that downtime, and just me and God, "I want you to change your attitude." And sure enough, it changed everything. As then I drive over there late at night just to see how they're doing, all I hear from them is, "Hi, Father. We're okay, Father. No one's come around, Father. Okay." They're experiencing finally knowing the voice of the shepherd. Not that it's me, but it's the Lord working through me. And they're coming to know Him and His love. And eventually, they are following Him. And you and I are meant to go out into that vineyard, my dear family, and realize what humility will allow you to accomplish, what humility will allow you to build, what humility will allow you to unite. It's having the attitude of Christ that calls you again to empty yourself and to let the good be seen, let the good be experienced, and let His mercies be received. The psalm reminds you and me, "Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love are from of old." It's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's been here way before we were ever born, and it will continue to be here long after we are gone. But how will they come to know this beautiful love if it's not through us, who are following Him now, professing Him now, not only with our words, my dear family, but by our very lives? Praise be to God that He has you here and now. And praise be to God that you are open to having what He calls you to have, so that your marriages will be blessed with this kind of love. Your relationship with your children and children with your parents will be blessed with this kind of love. And wherever we go, we will surely be able to establish there with great warmth what Christ has shared with you and me. And that is the beauty of His mercy that comes from the beauty of His love. Yes, my dear family, we are called to continue to change our hearts and to let them be more and more open so that what comes from them will be an emptying of yourself. And when you do, you will bring fulfillment to other people's lives. Being a true disciple, working in his vineyard, and building truly what we are meant to build, the kingdom of God, which is only done one way, through him, with him, and in him. And in doing that, we do it together as the family he calls us to be, the body of Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that the Holy Spirit may bind us with the same love, uniting us in heart, so that we may carry out God's will in the world today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this Priesthood Sunday, for all ordained priests, that our prayers and support may give them sustenance as they grow in their ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For missionaries who spread the good news through word and action, that they may be kept safe from all harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we ourselves may humbly regard others as more important than ourselves, looking out for their interests and becoming the face of Christ for our neighbor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And that God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Helen C. Miller, Deborah Garza, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Augustina Gonzalez, Amador Rivas, Todd S. Warner, Jose and Carmen Bautista, Elizabeth Bautista Tanner, Joe D. Lopez, and for the special intentions of Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, gracious and loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
For the praise and glory of His name.
Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. The font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us turn to each other and offer some sign of peace.
Peace, Deacon. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those joining us from home, the hospital, or wherever you may be this day, I invite you to please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Just a few announcements. First and foremost, a reminder, my dear family, that, of course, during the assigned offertory time, we have not been, of course, receiving your tithing, but we do ask that you be mindful of leaving your tithing at the doors. But beginning next week, the ushers will begin to go through the pews again. But the basket will not be passed by you. They will simply walk by through the empty pews that are in front of you so that we can get back into the beauty of the offertory being offertory there. But please be mindful of the baskets that are there, and thank you again for all that you do for the Cathedral Parish. Also, for those of you in religious ed, I ask for your patience. You know, Miss Orphy retired, and so we're trying to I'm trying to kind of gather everything as much as I can. We have a limited staff, and we're doing our very best. So we are just postponing a little bit, but we have not forgotten about you. There's just a lot that goes on during the week, and we just want to make sure that I don't, mistype anything or, you know, leave anyone out. We just want to be thorough. So you, God willing, we'll get something this week to let you know when the official start will begin. But thank you for your patience and understanding there. Let's have the attitude of Christ when it comes to that, okay? We haven't started on time, but we'll get there eventually. But all in all, praying for all of you, please pray for us, pray for your priests on this Priesthood Sunday. And before we do go, I want all of us to give a blessing to all of our priests in the diocese. So that's what we're going to do right now. That's why I wanted to hopefully make sure it goes out. This prayer comes from all of you. It's not in your program, by the way. It's a blessing here. But I do invite you to extend your hands towards the cameras. And all my brother priests out there, this blessing is for you, for myself. Let us give thanks to God for calling us to share in his priesthood, and let us call on the lay faithful to pray for us and to join God in blessing us. In your loving kindness, O loving and gracious God, you sent your Son to be our shepherd and Lord. Bless all our priests in the Diocese of Corpus Christi and all our priests throughout the world. May they continue Christ's ministry of working in his vineyard by sustaining, nourishing, and guiding your holy people towards love of you and love of each other. Bless us, your priests, and let your Holy Spirit strengthen us always in fulfilling the mission of Christ, the High Priest, here in our diocese, in our parishes, and throughout the world. We thank you for who you have called them, us, to be, priests of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's give all our priests a round of applause for what they do. Thank you, brothers. Let us keep all of them in our prayer, and let us pray that we always have sententia Christo vobis, the attitude of Christ. And if you ever think that we're having an attitude of man, just tell us, Father, we don't like your attitude, all right? And then remember, we're going to tell you the same thing. But all in all, let us keep the attitude of Christ, which is an attitude of compassion, of understanding, of patience, of love. That's establishing the kingdom of God. Let us do that this week and bring joy to wherever we go. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.